fan J.K. Rowling says she's tempted to write a director's cut of some Harry Potter novels. The 47-year-old author says she didn't have enough time to perfect some and she might go back and edit them. That's the latest. I'm Anna Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Movie. Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flying.
Guidance,
go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
It's Wednesday. It's 6 o'clock. Hi, I'm Dan Kajewski, and welcome to the Stage and Screen Show.
Back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Through heart of man, then you yourself burn.
That was You Know My Name, the theme to the 2006 Bond movie Casino Royale, performed by Chris Cornell, who co-wrote the song with David Arnold. And I'm going to start this week by mentioning that on Wednesday, the 24th of October, there'll be a James Bond special edition of the Stage and Screen Show, when I'll be playing some of the best Bond themes in advance of the UK release of Skyfall on Friday, the 26th of October. David Arnold admits to being a Bond fan from a very early age and was actually recommended as the composer for Tomorrow Never Dies to Barbara Broccoli by the master of the Bond themes himself, the great John Barry, who also composed this. I Had a Farm in Africa, the opening titles, music and theme from the 1985 film Out of Africa, starring Meryl Streep and Robert Redford, directed by Sidney Pollack. The movie won 7 Academy Awards, including Best Original Score for John Barry. And almost 20 years earlier, Barry won 2 Oscars for yet another movie set in Africa, Best Original Score and Best Song for the title track of the movie.
As free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds. still astounds you. Each time you look at a star, stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as a rose.
Born Free, performed by Matt Monro from the 1966 film, directed by James Hill. Music by John Barry and lyrics by Don Black. John Barry and Don Black also worked together on the 1974 stage musical Billy, which was based on the novel Billy Liar, and the show starred Michael Crawford. But Black partnered as a lyricist with a number of other musical theatre composers, including Andrew Lloyd Webber, with whom he wrote this.
Don't call me at 3 a.m. from a friend's apartment. I'd like to choose how I hear the news. Take me to a park that's covered with trees. Tell me on a Sunday, please. Let me down easy. No big song and dance. No long faces, no long looks, no deep conversation. I know the way we should spend that day. Take me to a zoo that's got chimpanzees. Want to know who's to blame? It won't help knowing. Don't want to fight day and night. Bad enough you're going. Don't leave in silence with no word at all. Don't get drunk and slam the door. That's no way to end.
Tell Me on a Sunday, performed by Marty Webb from the show of the same name by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Don Black. Tell Me on a Sunday was originally a one-act song cycle, but later became Act One of Song and Dance, a musical comprising of two acts, one told entirely in song and the other entirely in dance. A few years later, Richard Maltby Jr., who was brought in to help create an Americanized version of Tell Me on a Sunday for Broadway, which opened in September 1985, cast Bernadette Peters in the lead, and she had earlier starred in the 1974 Broadway production of Mac and Mabel.
We'll be right back.
That was the overture from the 1975 Broadway cast recording of Mac and Mabel by Jerry Herman, who also wrote Mame, La Cage aux Folles, and Hallo Dolly. The original stage production of Hallo Dolly opened on Broadway in 1964 and ran for 2,844 performances, the longest running musical for its time. It swept the Tony Awards that year, winning 10 in total, a record that remained unbroken for 37 years until the producers won 12 Tonys in 2001. The 1969 movie version of Hallo Dolly starred Barbara Streisand, Walter Matthau, and Michael Crawford.
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers. Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby. Out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night with the lights as bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl, and we won't come home until we kiss a girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Dressed like a dream, your spirits seem to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and balls. Oh, there's no blue Monday in your Sunday. No Monday in your Sunday. No Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirits seem to turn about. Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows.
Ermengarde, keep smiling. No man wants a little ninny. Ambrose, do a turn. Let me see. Mr. Hackle, Mr. Tucker, don't forget Irene and Minnie. Just forget you ever heard a word from me.
Silk cravat and patent shoes.
Barbara Streisand, Michael Crawford, and the cast of the 1969 film Hello Dolly with Put On Your Sunday Clothes. Now, back then, Michael Crawford certainly wasn't known for his singing or taken particularly seriously as an actor. And that became even more the case during the 1970s when he starred as the calamitous Frank Spencer in the hit BBC sitcom Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. But, of course, that all changed when he then created one of the greatest roles in the history of musical theatre in 1986.
Thank you. to sing. I have needed you with me to serve me to sing for my music, my music.
The time is 6:36 and you are listening to Phoenix FM. That was Sarah Brightman and, of course, Michael Crawford in the original stage production of The Phantom of the Opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber, Charles Hart and Richard Silgo. Michael Crawford took home the 1986 Olivier and the 1988 Tony for Best Performance by an Actor in a Musical. The show, Phantom, is the second longest running musical in the West End at the moment and the third longest running West End show of all time. And now let's take a look at this week's Stage News Update. Olivier Award-winning actor Claire Higgins has revealed plans to launch a free drama school for students who lack the means to pay for training. The performer said she's working on the initiative with a few concerned established actors who are worried that drama schools are becoming an option for rich kids only who can be supported by their parents. Earlier this month, Julie Walters spoke out in the Daily Telegraph about the lack of opportunities for aspiring performers in the industry, claiming an absence of government grants means that they were unable to pursue a career in the arts. Higgins said the London-located school she's planning would be open to people aged 18 and over who can show that they do not have sufficient funds to support themselves. Boney M musical Daddy Cool has cancelled its UK tour for a second time. The production, which was to star Jane McDonald and Sheila Ferguson, was due to open in Northampton next month and run until December. The producers have explained that the musical has collapsed in Mallorca whilst on the last leg of a wider international tour, making it financially impossible to bring the production to the UK. Ambassador Theatre Group has announced that by the end of 2013, it will invest £15 million in its venues over a three-year period. The UK's largest theatre operator has said that between 2011 and 2013, the company will have spent £15 million on capital projects across its 39 venues. The work includes refurbishment of front-of-house areas, bars and toilets in a bid to enhance the customer experience. Helen Mirren, who won an Oscar for her role in the 2006 film The Queen, will play the monarch in a new play in the West End. She'll star in The Audience, penned by the film's writer, Peter Morgan, and based on the Head of State's weekly audience with the Prime Minister. The play imagines the strictly confidential meetings between the Queen and the country's political leaders, from Winston Churchill to David Cameron. It will be directed by Billy Elliot filmmaker Stephen Daldry and will run at the Gielgud Theatre from February. Olivier Award-winning actor David Bamber is to star in the UK premiere of Marvin Hamlisch's musical Sweet Smell of Success. The production, which will be directed by Mehmet Ergun and which also features Celia Graham and Stuart Matthew Price, will run at the Arcola Theatre in London from November the 9th until December the 22nd. And new productions in London opening this week include A Chorus of Disapproval by Alan Ayckbourn, which opens at the Harold Pinter Theatre, formerly The Comedy, tomorrow night. Directed by Trevor Nunn, it stars Rob Brydon, Nigel Harmon and Ashley Jensen. Also opening tomorrow, Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing at the Noel Coward Theatre, starring Mira Sayal. And then on Monday the 1st, discover the bizarre workings of Paul Merton's mind in Out of My Head at the Vaudeville Theatre. And more locally, at Brentwood Theatre, the College Players production of The Last Supper by Dan Rosen opens tomorrow night and runs until Saturday. Five students spiral out of control as unforeseen threats lead them onto a murdering spree where politically charged discussions end up with another body in the tomato garden. As morals and judgments become clouded, friendships become fractious, and only an American talk show host seems to be the one with all the answers. Tickets are £10 each, with a concession price of £6 available tomorrow only. Then on Tuesday the 2nd, you can catch Bossy's production of Aida. With a pop rock score that features stirring ballads and rousing choral numbers, Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida is a contemporary musical take on a grand classic tale of the timeless bond between an enslaved princess and an Egyptian soldier. Tickets start at £10. For tickets for either of these productions at Brentwood Theatre, please call the box office on 01277 200 305. And finally, at the Civic Theatre in Chelmsford, the award-winning K-Odds return with Titanic the Musical, the true story of the great ship's maiden voyage, from its departure in Southampton to its sinking in the Atlantic by an iceberg. In this, its centenary year, the musical touches on issues such as class, immigration, and mankind's vulnerability in the face of nature, and follows passengers and crew who actually existed and were aboard the fateful Titanic back in April 1912. The 1997 original Broadway production won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and this production is an experience not to be missed. Tickets start at £14 and can be booked by calling the Civic Theatre box office on 01245 606 505. Titanic the Musical opened last night and is running until this Saturday. And for something completely different this weekend, why not head along to the Old King's Head in Stock for an unforgettable evening of dinner theatre. The Cut Productions presents A Slice of 40 Towers on the last Friday of every month, including this coming Friday. Eat in a restaurant run by Basil, Sybil and Manuel for the evening. Experience 2 hours of hilarious fun with a full 3-course meal included in the ticket price. The show is half scripted and half improvised by the actors, with the action taking place around the audience while they eat. The antics begin in the bar at 7:30 and tickets cost just £39.95 each. To book your place at a table, call the reservations line on 01245 835 225. Were you going nuts trying to work out what that was, or did you get it straight away? In honour of the remake starring Colin Farrell, that was the 1990 original opening titles score from Total Recall starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, written by the legendary Jerry Goldsmith. And now on Phoenix FM, let's have some screen news. This week, written and compiled by our film correspondent, movie journalist Vicky Bufton. The 64th annual Emmy Awards ceremony was held in Los Angeles this week. Despite being nominated for everything under the sun, Maggie Smith was the only Downton Abbey dweller to receive a gong, being honoured with the award for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama. Meanwhile, Intrigue, Awkward Family Moments and Paranoia won above Manners and Carson's Raised Eyebrows, as Homeland skipped off with a respectable haul in the drama category, particularly for the leads Claire Danes and Damian Lewis. Homeland returns to UK screens in October. And in comedy, Modern Family had a very good night, as did the excellent Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who won Lead Actress in a Comedy for the Armando Iannucci series Veep. A Hulk feature film is being bandied about following the massive success of The Avengers Assemble. Having been a firm fan favourite and portrayed by the excellent Mark Ruffalo, the mean green punching machine is being mulled over as a possible solo flick to equal his partners in crime fighting Thor, Captain America and Iron Man. This won't happen, if it does, until after the Avengers sequel, which is scheduled for 2014, so don't get too excited just yet. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is currently without director. Rupert Wyatt, who helmed the successful and very enjoyable Rise of the Planet of the Apes, has officially stood down from the sequel over concerns that the date of release wasn't conducive to quality. Rumours abound as to who will step up and take over, if they're to make the 23rd of May 2014 release date, they'd better get that sorted pretty soon. And for those of you who watched The Expendables, or indeed The Expendables 2, and thought, wow, this would be excellent if it was a film with ladies kicking butt and destroying things, well, your dreams are coming true, for an all-girl Expendables is being made. First to be cast is Haywire star and all-rounder lady not to be messed with, Gina Carano. So we know there's going to be at least one member who could genuinely win in a fight. But who else is out there and could match the staff and co in lady form? We will have to wait and see. And new releases at the cinema this coming Friday include Looper. Bruce Willis plays Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays, well, Bruce Willis, but in his past. Time-twisty, action-packed and intelligent sci-fi from Rian Johnson, who made the excellent Brick. See it if you haven't before, it's an amazing movie. Getting excellent reviews from every quarter. The Campaign. Will Farrell stars in as a US congressman who has run unopposed every year until The Hangover's Zach Galifianakis' small-town shop owner throws his hat into the ring. Hilarity then ensues. And Holy Motors, the film not only caused a stir at Cannes, but provided us with a Kylie Minogue in a good movie, shocker, is a peculiar tale of Monsieur Oscar, who spends an evening changing his appearance and personality at every pit stop on his journey. And finally, the top five movies at the UK box office this week are: at number five, Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep reignite their marriage in Hope Springs. At number four, it's Plan B and Ray Winston in The Sweeney. At number three this week, we have Jennifer Lawrence as she gets trapped in the house at the end of the street. Number two, Brad Pitt takes the catchy monkey approach to murder in Killing Them Softly. And at number one, the stop-motion animation Paranorman scoops the top spot. And that is this week's Screen News Update. Now then, just before the screen news update there, we were listening to Total Recall by Jerry Goldsmith. Goldsmith is responsible for some of the most memorable movie scores ever written. In fact, in their list of the 25 greatest film scores ever written, which they unveiled in 2005, the American Film Institute ranked his scores for Chinatown and Planet of the Apes in 9th and 18th place, respectively. He's one of only five composers to have more than one film featured in that list. And I'm sure you're now wondering which score took the coveted number one spot. Well, it was set a long time ago in a galaxy far away. Who can argue with that? That was the theme from Star Wars 1977, written, of course, by George Lucas, the movie that was, and the music composed by John Williams, for which he won an Academy Award. We'll be right back. That was an American symphony from the 1995 film Mr. Holland's Opus, written by Michael Kamen. And there he was conducting the Seattle Symphony Orchestra.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Well, that's it for this week, folks. After the news, it's Body Talk with Melanie Watson in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8, and then Piers Hewitt will be here from 10 with this week's hit of Recents and Decents. A huge thank you to Vicky Bofton for this week's screen news update, and to you for listening. Remember to tune in at the same time, 6 o'clock next week, for the Stage and Screen Show. Bye for now.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, Nick Clegg has told Liberal Democrats they face a choice between protest or power.